This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Friday. Mm-hmm. It's just, doesn't it feel good?
Mm. Have a great Friday, you mother.
This really is a great time of year. I love the crispness, the, you know, going to bed and it's fully dark outside at 6:30. It's incredible. There's something special. This is, Vinny, you might be able to speak to this. There's something happening at the Bill Graham Civic Auditorium on December 10th. It's the Jim Irsay Collection. So, he's a team owner.
He owns the Indianapolis Colts. They say that his dad was an incredible businessman and bought, you know, he was born to this team, is my point.
Right.
He's a guy who's a little bit more alternative than a hardcore football guy. And he, I believe you're about to tell us, he has spent his substantial sums of money on some of the, what I guess they would call the greatest rock and roll collection of all time. Like, nobody's got...
They call it a world-renowned collection of memorabilia. And, you know, and he apparently puts it on display once in a while. And it's free. So if you're like, oh, my goodness, I would love to go see the Jim Irsay collection. It's at the Bill Graham Civic Auditorium. It says here December 10th. Is it one night? I'm not positive. But it's free tickets. You have to go to JimIrsayCollection.com. Is it just the one night?
Ben? And one night only, yes.
One night only. Free, though. Incredible.
So he's a guy who buys up old instruments that go on sale. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know that he bought David Gilmour's guitar. David Gilmour put a bunch of the old Pink Floyd guitars that people would recognize him from touring with. He put those on sale. Jimi Hendrix instruments, things like that. The Grateful Dead. Why can't I think of...
Jerry Garcia.
Garcia's instruments, things like that. He buys them up.
You know, I'm actually... It's funny. I have a list of, like, the most expensive guitars ever, what people paid for them. Unfortunately, they don't say who bought them. It just says what they went for. But it's funny because you mentioned David Gilmour's Black Strat, $3.9 million. Jimi Hendrix Woodstock Strat, $2 million. Jerry Garcia's Wolf Guitar, $1.9 million. Like, these are some of the things I think this guy has.
Yep, exactly right.
So it's free, and it's just for one night. And I'm sure the tickets are limited. So go to JimIrsayCollection.com. Free tickets for this event, the Jim Irsay Collection.
I looked it up.
Guy, he'll have like a museum at some point, right?
I think so. So if you look up Jim Irsay Collection, which is what I did, they've got a countdown happening as at the front of the page. So San Francisco, December 10th, and it's counting down 22 days, 11 hours, 51 minutes, 25 seconds. And then it shows a lot of the stuff. He has an original Beatles drum set. He has... And some of this stuff is sports memorabilia as well, like.
Right. He's got a very a wide variety of collections.
John Lennon spectacles, the guitar that Prince played in a specific video that they call The Cloud. It's a doohickey.
Oh, God. He's
swirly.
Got a Muhammad Ali robe. This is incredible. Mm-hmm. Hey, go back to you were just showing me something. You know, here's another thing. There is a concert happening, and guess who's performing? The Jim Irsay Band.
Oh, he's... This is what secretly this is all about.
I know, right? So I didn't know about the Jim Irsay Band, but they are going to have special guests, Rock and Roll Hall of Famers, John Fogerty, Buddy Guy, and Ann Wilson are all going to be performing at this thing. So it's 7 to 10 p.m. It's just, you know, it's not like a open house where you wander in and out of there, but it's a whole thing going on.
It's crazy that it's free.
I know. But you've got
to get... Well, he doesn't need any money.
No,
I guess
he doesn't.
So. Yeah.
But here's the thing, though. You've got to get these tickets for it. They're free, but you've got to go to JimIrsayCollection.com. So we're just giving you a heads up here. I knew you'd love that, Vin. Mm-hmm. That is something that's going on in December, December 10th. I love to see what's opening in theaters. I'm going to give you a couple of these. There's some interesting stuff happening. And then, you know, some of the stuff that's coming just to your stream box, if that's a thing. And we're posting on, we do this every week, and we post the trailers for this stuff. So you can say, hey, family, I heard about this fun thing on Sarah and Vinny, and let's go to their Facebook page, because that's where all the, this is you talking, this is where all they put all the trailers. You're listening.
That's weird. I don't sound like that. Do you?
Yeah, you know, it's weird.
Weird.
Head to the Facebook page. That's where it's all at. So I've been seeing a lot about this movie. It's called She Said. It stars Carey Mulligan and Zoe Kazan, and they play the two investigative reporters from the New York Times who broke the story that exposed Harvey Weinstein's abuse and sexual misconduct against women. It looks heavy, but it looks great. I've been seeing trailers for this all over the place, and it's a big cast. Ashley Judd actually makes an appearance as herself. Ton of people in this, and that is in theaters. She Said, it's called. We've got the trailer for that, and it's up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. There's also something. There's a horror comedy, and I've been kind of watching this one because I watched the trailer, I don't know, Bryn, what do you think, 2 months ago we saw this? I love Anya Taylor-Joy. I love her.
Right. Mm-hmm.
She's the chick from The Queen's Gambit and other things. It's a horror comedy. It stars her and a guy named Nicholas Holt. They're a young couple. They travel to a remote island to eat at an exclusive restaurant run by a celebrity chef played by Ralph Fiennes. When they get there, they learn the menu comes with some shocking surprises and that the dozen guests will be lucky if they get out of there alive.
Mm.
It stars Janet McTeer from Ozark. She plays Helen, the lawyer.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And John Leguizamo. So it looks crazy. If maybe that's your kind of thing, it'll be a fun thing to... But it is in theaters. So it's called The Menu. Also in theaters, but limited. I saw a trailer for this, and no one should watch this. This is the one where Timothy Chalamet is he's a cannibal. Nobody explains why in the trailer. I mean, I have to assume there's something going on. It seems like they live in the modern day. It doesn't seem like it's, you know, dystopian, no people. You know what I mean? There's no people or no end of the world scenario. They just like to eat people.
That boy does need to put on a few pounds. I'm actually for this. He should definitely eat people.
Eat all the people he can. All right.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So he and this girl, Taylor Russell, play a pair of cannibalistic lovers who go on a road trip and wreak havoc.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Well, okay. Looks like death is coming your way. Mm-hmm. There's also something in limited release, which we've heard about and is out this weekend. I don't know when this will stream or when it'll come to a theater near you because, it's limited release. Machine Gun Kelly plays a self-destructive rock star fighting his addictions and pushing himself too hard for inspiration for his next song. The rest of the cast includes his paramour, Megan Fox, Lil Meech, Ruby Rose, everybody who's friends with him. This is a, you know, movie that he made with a bunch of his... I just assume. I'm assuming. I don't actually know that. I just have to say, definitely, that's what it is. So, there you
Inside
go.
Inside, I went, oh, Lil Meech.
Yeah,
nope.
Of course, right?
Nothing.
Sure.
Not
right.
A visual at all. You got a visual for Lil Meech?
I do not, my friend.
Right.
And, but I'm looking at... you know who he looks like in this trailer? He looks like Kurt Cobain. Or Kurt Cobain, as some people refer to him. Anyway... that's happening. It's called Taurus, and it's a Machine Gun Kelly movie.
All right.
It's in limited release. On your television, couple movies that we've been talking about this for a bit now. It's called Spirited. It's like a modernized musical version of the Charles Dickens classic, A Christmas Carol. and it's on Apple TV Plus. This time it's told from the perspective of the ghosts. Will Ferrell plays the ghost of Christmas Present, who has chosen to make it his mission to transform Ryan Reynolds into a force for good. I think Octavia Spencer's in this. Mm-hmm. And I assume there's a third ghost. I can't remember who it is, though.
Tracy Morgan might be in this, too, I think.
Okay. Well,
Tracy's
we got the trailer.
Very funny.
He is very funny. It looks like Ryan Reynolds lives in a very posh penthouse. He's living the life. And now he's going to get fixed by these guys. So it's called Spirited, and you could watch it right now if you wanted to.
Oh, nice.
Today's the day. Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
Speaking of Apple TV, and you were, have you been seeing all of the photos from the set of the morning show that keep getting put out in the media?
I haven't seen any. I know that they've added some awesome new people, and we're getting returns from much of the, well, obviously not Steve Carell, but much of the cast.
They are, don't say obviously not Steve Carell. That's a spoiler.
Oh, sorry, guys.
Anyway, there's Sarah.
Well, don't point it out. Don't point it out. People should go watch it. It's a great movie. Great show. Whatever it is.
Right. Anyway, I'm just letting you know I've been seeing that. So they're currently filming the season that we're all waiting on. So let's go morning show.
I know. So excited. That is a great show. Mm-hmm. Really good. I love a little Jen Aniston. Give me her any day. And
I do too,
Bradley Jackson, played by Reese Witherspoon.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
Overall, I like the show, and there's a lot of dark crap in it that it doesn't ruin the overall sense of the show. It's still a good, entertaining show while being fairly serious topically, you know?
Yep. Agreed. I mean, they are taking on even like the whole COVID thing that started in New York City. Like, it's,
yeah.
Someone came right from Italy and went back to work in New York. That would be. Huh. Wonder if they were the super spreader. Whoopsie.
Right.
So that is let's see. That's something that's upcoming. But again, Apple TV on Disney Plus. Have your daughters seen Enchanted with Amy Adams?
I have not watched it with them, so I'm going to say no, because usually I sit with them when I'm not always. Right. Their mom watches at night with them, too, but I don't remember sitting down to watch that with them. No.
It's great. I mean, it is a musical, Vin, so, deal with it. It's like every Disney thing. But tonight on Disney Plus, or today on Disney Plus, Disenchanted it's 10 years later, 10 plus years later. It's Disenchanted, starring Amy Adams. She's back as, Princess Giselle.
Andalasia, an awful belated birthday.
An Andalasian wish.
Oh, you're going to love this, Vin.
Yeah, it's fantastic. So Amy Adams, Patrick Dempsey, Maya Rudolph. I think that was Adele Dazeem that we just saw in there. Giselle has grown.
Adele Dazeem.
Yep, they married a decade ago. Mm. And
I was in the process of writing this down for them, and then you hit play on that, and I just crossed it out.
No, don't cross it out.
One second of the ad made me go, oh, God, no.
Oh, no.
Really, truly, it's just going to be amazing. I'm totally going to watch this. I love those movies. Well, I love the first one, and I assume I'm going to love this one. So after over a decade since her wedding, Giselle has grown disillusioned with our world, so she accidentally unleashes a spell that transforms the entire town into a fairy tale.
Is turning into a fairy tale, and it's all gone terribly wrong.
On the last stroke of midnight, nothing will be as it was before.
Oh no!
Oh no! She got to save it by midnight.
I'm not an evil cat.
What is going on?
Anyway, there's that one. That's on Disney Plus. Disenchanted. Slumberland, we talked about this last week. It's a fantasy adventure about an orphan girl who joins Jason Momoa in the Land of Dreams for a chance to see her father. Slumberland, it's on Netflix. It's creepy looking, and it looks good. Looks like, I appeals to me.
Mm-hmm.
Friday on Amazon, that's today again, The People We Hate at the Wedding. It's a raunchy comedy starring Kristen Bell and Ben Platt as siblings who are invited to the British wedding of their estranged half-sister. And she's somebody who stars in the Rings of Power, Cynthia Adai Robinson. Mm. Allison Janney's also in it as their mom, so that sounds fun on Amazon. Saturday night on HBO, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony. So this happened, went down 2 weeks ago or so. This year's inductees are Pat Benatar, Duran Duran, Eminem, Eurythmics, Dolly Parton, Lionel Richie, Carly Simon. There are tons of performances that went down. In fact, this was the story where Alanis Morissette came to rehearsal and then didn't come back for the performance.
Oh, right.
Like, I'm not gonna, no thanks. I don't have to do that.
I think Sarah Bareilles jumped in for
sure.
Her, right?
Well, Sarah can jump into any situation.
Right.
So that's happening Saturday night, 8 o'clock, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony, HBO. On ABC, Sunday at 8 p.m., Wayne Brady is hosting the American Music Awards. Carrie Underwood's performing, Imagine Dragons, Pink, WizKid, Yola, never heard of them. And then Sunday, 8 o'clock on Disney Plus, if you love Elton John, it's Elton John Live, Farewell from Dodger Stadium. So there's that.
Oh.
Yeah. And while we're posting trailers and such up to the Serengeti Facebook page, we have a trailer for the new Pixar movie. It's called Elemental. And it's all these kids who are elements, air, water, fire, dirt, I guess. I'm sure it says, oh, here it is. Fire, water, land, and air. All the residents live together in Element City, and it's a movie called Elemental. And if it's from Pixar, you can bet it's going to be pretty good. So if you want to take a peek at that trailer, we put that up. And I wanted to mention look at all those differences. There's a dirt guy, and, oh, maybe he's an air guy.
He reminds me very much of Inside Out.
It has that look, doesn't it? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to touch on this Ticketmaster fiasco that, look, Taylor Swift is touring and people really, really, really want to go to her shows. And there was such a blow up on Ticketmaster this week that there are now no more tickets for Taylor. And yet no one seems to have been able to get them. So the pre-sale that happened on Tuesday was so massive and caused so much online chaos that Ticketmaster has now canceled today's public ticket sales. So here's the story as I have it. More than 2 million tickets were sold on Tuesday. That's the most ever sold for an artist in a single day. So they did sell. Some tickets moved.
Now, were those special groups of people like just her fan club or?
It's pre-sale stuff. So, right. You know how sometimes it's an American Express thing or it's a fan club thing. Or you've got special access or you know a code word or something like that. So there were 2 million tickets that were sold on Tuesday, which is the most ever for an artist in a single day. So Taylor.
And that's nationwide, right?
Yes, Ticketmaster.
So that's like all the shows that have been announced. They're in different areas. People are scrambling to get theirs. Okay.
They are now saying, they being Ticketmaster, that they now have, quote, insufficient remaining ticket inventory to meet any kind of demand. So they're like, I mean, they're not exactly saying that it's sold out. But on CNBC yesterday, Live Nation chairman Greg Maffei said they're working to fix the problem. But he put the blame squarely on just Taylor. He's like, she's too popular. Mm. We couldn't handle it. Yes, Vin, your hands up.
So from the sound of it, the only way there's going to be more tickets is if she adds more shows in each town that she's going to. Is that what they're saying?
I'm not positive how this is all going to shake out. I can't imagine that there are only 2 million tickets available for Taylor.
That's a lot. Think about it. Venues are only 60,000.
Really
45 to 60,000 per show. I don't know what she's announced in terms of, you know, what venue she's hitting, and
it's a pretty long list.
It sounds like they didn't hold back enough tickets for the general public, and everybody snatched up. So I get that they're blaming Taylor, but maybe they should have had a max number of sales per venue.
Well, and here's
pre-sale.
The other thing. Yes, the problem is that they had it. It was supposed to be, there were supposed to be only 1.5 million people who were able to access this pre-sale.
Right.
Like verified fans, et cetera. And Ticketmaster is saying, somehow, you'd think they'd be able to control this. It is their site. 14 million people hit the site literally all at once, including bots, this guy's saying, which are not supposed to be there. And I don't know how you figure that out. I just don't know where the traffic lights are in the pictures. None of this is making anybody who's a Taylor Swift fan happy. And if you're dying for tickets, you know, my thought, Vinny, was that
good,
you turkey. You. That was a really, really fun one.
Well, you know, well, sometimes it's hard. Those are, I'm not a robot, but I can't tell. So I can barely see as it is.
John,
so,
get my glasses.
John, can you take? Is there a taxi in this, or is that just a regular car? So, if you're a Taylor Swift fan and you didn't get tickets, you're probably not completely out of luck, because I'm with you, Vinny. I think that even if they sold every single ticket for every single venue, if you're Taylor Swift, you could do a couple nights in each place. You know. Like, add another show. I feel like there'll be more tickets available. It's just that the whole thing was ruined. Yes. Trouble,
you know,
trouble.
Radio's changed considerably since we started in it, and so has the music business, and so has the concert business. And I know a ton of people who are Taylor Swift fans who maybe don't get that the tickets aren't just sitting on a coffee table at the station waiting for us to just pick
Please
up
stop
however
asking
many
us about
we want.
Taylor. Yeah.
But it was one of those weird things where I was getting hit up for Taylor tickets and I thought, well, maybe there's, and now I'm realizing, no, there's not any way that we're going to be able to say, hey, can you bro me a pair?
No. Your radio connection, if you know us, please don't ask. We honestly, there's nothing we can do for you.
This lady has too many crazy fans, and there's not going to be a chance I can snatch a pair for you. Forget it.
Yeah. I'll tell you something, though. You know what tickets you can get? Alice in Winterland. We've got an amazing show coming up 2 weeks from tonight. In fact, we've got chances for you to win those tickets coming up. All right, Vinny, I'm out of town. I'm out of time.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Go easy on me, man. It's Friday.
There ain't no.
Oh. It's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. The show we all just sing and dance and have a good time. Hey, head over to RadioAlice.com/contest. Listen to this. Enter there to win 4 front row tickets for Alice in Winterland. John Mayer, One Republic, Kelsey Ballerini, Matt Nathanson, Lizzie McAlpine, and you in the front row. 2 weeks from today, December 2nd at the SAP Center in San Jose.
The Radio Alice Report. Until the news things
come on. Okay. It did. Uh-huh. All right.
Okay. We're ready. Okay. Hi, Isla.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay.
No rush.
Okay. I'm going to start right now.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Okay. Brought to you by Fremont Bank. Just how often should we change our passwords? Fremont Bank talks about this and other hot cybersecurity topics. Learn how to safeguard your personal and financial information online by visiting go.fremontbank.com/cybersecurity.
Isla.
Oh.
Are you excited for Christmas? What is the big ask? What are you asking for this year? What do you want?
I don't know yet. I haven't made my
list. You haven't made a list?
Not yet.
Oh, my. You got to get on the stick. It's almost Thanksgiving. Oh, boy. Well, listen, enjoy your holidays. Give your mom a big kiss from us.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Hand those headphones back.
Okay. And also, happy birthday.
And happy,
oh, thank you. Oh. Thank you. That's very sweet of you.
Happy here. Belated birthday to
oh,
you.
Oh, happy Island. Belated birthday to you. She's a what?
Wait, what?
Happy belated birthday. We didn't get to say it to you on your birthday. You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right, get out of here. Rugrat.
All right.
Adorbs.
They were. Right. Her and her mom were like, hey, we want to come in and say happy birthday to Sarah. And then I walked out there to get them, and I go, where's Mama?
Oh,
she went in the shower. I'm like, what? Okay, well.
I want to means Isla wants to.
All right. Right, apparently. Okay. Well, anyway.
Come on, Adele.
Here's what's happening, everyone. We'll begin real quick with sports. So the World Cup starts this Sunday. I'm told soccer, or football, as it's
football.
Known in other places.
Football is life.
The biggest, it's that and the biggest sport in the world. So this is going to be interesting to see how it goes for people. I actually do end up getting caught up in it. I like competition in most forms, and so I will watch some of it.
Yeah,
I'm going to root for the U.S., and by association, I also will root for Brazil.
Brasilia.
Nice.
Yes.
Our wife is Brazil. Yeah, our wife is Brazil.
We all have
our wife is Brazil. One of our wives.
She's pretty hot, too. Yeah. So.
And now that I've had a ton of this Brazilian candy, I'm part Brazilian as well.
Oh, nice.
That's how it works.
You are what you eat, Ben.
At least until later today.
Looks like Brazil plays on Thursday next week.
Okay.
Monday, the Niners play on Monday Night Football, everyone.
Go
That's
going to
be Go Niners.
Go Niners.
Alex,
Go
let me
Niners.
Ask you a question. Who's your favorite 49er?
My favorite 49er on this team or of all time?
No, on this team, a current 49er.
That's very tough. I'm going to go off the top of my head. I'm just going to say Fred Warner.
Fred Warner.
Linebacker. Yeah, I think he's just the way he plays. I just love it. Yeah. He's very
fast. Are you sure it's not George Kittle?
He's one of it. See, that's what makes it so hard. I love them all. George Kittle, he's an elite blocker and a great tight end, and he's got a great personality, too, so that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Personality.
Kittle is a freaking superstar.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
that guy, it's so above and beyond just his play. He's just. He's a star. That guy.
Let's go all. I want to hear all time now. I mean, clearly you've got an answer for that.
Oh,
I mean, that's a tough one too, though. I mean, I'll probably have to say Jerry Rice.
Oh yeah,
all
yeah.
time.
Yeah.
I think he's
oh,
the
Jerry
goat.
Rice all time.
He loves massages.
Yeah, he's a badass though.
Yeah,
he's the goat.
We like to get a massage every once in a while, right?
Mm-hmm. That's true.
It's a good back massage.
Which I stepped out to shut the door for 1 second, and she brought that up. God, Sarah.
What do you mean? The guy likes massages. What can I say? You know, I just point that out. One of the things I know about Jerry Rice, you know. That's all.
God, I can't believe you brought that up.
And I'm all for people getting anything that they want massaged at any time. I feel that should be available.
Okay. I'm sorry, Jerry. Sarah. I don't know why.
Jerry, don't be sorry about it. Do not be sorry about it.
Oh,
man's got needs. You need the kinks worked out.
Oh, my. Shh.
God, not shutting up about it. I think it should be absolutely fine, and you should be able to ask for that. And if someone's willing to do it for you, of course, all consensual and they get paid. You know, you're good at that. Fine, I'm fine with it.
Yeah, my wife gives me a lot of massages because you know
I
work out,
does.
You know, and then
she gives
player.
Them all
you
the massage. Who hasn't thought to themselves, "I'd like a Brazilian massage"? I think that'll be what's that like?
Oily?
Yeah.
On your butt?
Sure. Right. Nice.
Anyway, none of that is what I meant to be doing here. So, Sarah.
Yara.
We actually experienced this just yesterday, and I thought, well, I can see why someone might think what they walked up on is an example of fubbing. Do you know what fubbing is? Are you a fubber?
You know, I don't know what fubbing is, so I'm not sure if I'm a fubber or not. Am I a fubbing, fubber, Ben?
Fubbing is snubbing someone you're talking to look at your cell phone. So
oh, yeah, I've done
phone,
that. Totally done that.
Snubbing, fubbing. So that's how they came up with it. Yesterday, old Cranky Tim walked up on us after our show while we were waiting for the big Thanksgiving party.
And he's
like, oh, I'll look at my phone too, because we were sitting around.
The four of us were sitting all facing each other, each on a different piece of couch furniture. And he stood there. He walked up. None of us looked up at him.
Right.
And he just started playing on his phone too. And it was a fun moment.
Yeah.
Except then he
goes, well, I'll just be like you guys. And we were like, Tim, we just talked for 4 hours straight to each other without stopping. And so we're actually all talked out. There's nothing. Yeah. We're not fubbing. We actually have fully conversed for hours on end. Yeah. We're over
it. We don't want to talk to you. So there's that too. So, you know, deal with it.
Now,
you're cranky, Tim.
That said, fubbing has become a thing in most people's lives where you can watch as two people are sitting together and they're both on screens. It might even be happening at dinner.
Yeah.
Two people on a date might even be doing it. But they say here that is absolutely ruining your relationships. There's no doubt. While it might seem relatively harmless, maybe annoying, and certainly a part of modern life.
Sorry, Vinny. I have to get this. I need to.
I'm
no.
Very
by all
important.
Means.
Can you just wait? Can you just wait for a second? I just have to get this real quick. It's actually aggravating, and yet I do it to other people. So.
They say here it can actually severely disrupt your present moment. In-person relationships, this time you spend staring into your hand instead of staring across, whether it's the table or wherever you're at, and actually conversing with the person you're with.
And it's funny because a lot of times you don't even want to talk to the person that's texting you or what. It's not that they're more important than the person you're sitting with. It's that your phone's more important. Your phone commands more interest and attention from you than the humans around you. And I think that's kind of the saddest part of it. It's, oh, my phone is alerting me. Oh, it's just my mom. But I still looked and I went, you know, that was more important than what we were talking about.
And it's also more important than what's on the road too, yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Forget the road. The road's so boring.
And how many of us have gotten used to it to the point where we're we just go, all right, well, I guess, you know, my person's going to stare at their phone and I'm going to just eat by myself and... It's a bummer. So anyway, they put a name to it. I hadn't heard that name, but I thought, oh, fubbing, okay.
So I can say, stop fubbing me, children.
Well, I don't know if you want to do that. I don't know. It's going to go over very
You're
well.
You're here for Thanksgiving, and I don't appreciate being fubbed.
It is a fun word.
It is. It's so close to not being a fun word. So
right.
So close to being an awesome word.
Yeah. Yep. So anyway, there's that. I wanted to ask you a question, but I don't know that this is going to work for you because you don't really do all the food shopping in the house.
That's true.
I definitely do at my house, but I'll tell you, I was reading an article this morning about people. There's a new trend, and I'm one of the people. I'll go and spend a couple hundred bucks at Whole Foods, and then after my stuff is done, they'll go, shk, pull the receipt and they go, you want this? And I'll usually go, no. And they just throw it away.
Yeah.
No, I don't need that.
Yeah, I don't need
And
that.
Really, ideally, I would want them to not even print it so they're saving paper.
Sure.
Like, that's kind of my thought process.
Well, now that you're a big paper saver, I mean, I can see where that would get annoying.
I have become, it's become very important to me. You're right. Uh-huh. So anyway, I skip all the time. And an article I was reading was about how those people who check you out are not flawless. And those computers that are being used are not flawless. Mm-hmm. And people are being overcharged. And until you stop and look at your receipt and actually check. And I never do.
I never do that. Not for grocery stuff. But you know what? Here's the other problem with that, Vinny. The food that I have brought to the counter does not have a price tag on it. So even if I was being overcharged for it, I wouldn't necessarily know because I'm not always sure. I didn't necessarily memorize the price of the thing that was on the shelf I pulled it off of.
Hmm. This lady is talking about how she looked at a receipt and saw a charge for $19.80 at the grocery store and went,
"What's this?
What is this?" She asked someone, "What is this? This thing, this charge?" And they couldn't. Not only was $19 added to her bill, but when she brought it to customer service, they went, "We don't even know how that got on there." It comes up not available, as in, what is this product? Not available. Just,
well, that's, she must have bought the last one.
$20
I know.
Thrown onto her bill. And I realized, like, how many times could that have happened to me where I haven't, I honestly haven't looked at my receipt in the last 3 years.
No. Oh my God. No. Mm-hmm. I would never. There's just too many small letters on there and numbers. Just, I can't even see that thing.
So the person in the article is saying this is a warning to check your receipts, and I'm passing that along to you guys.
All right.
It might be, I'm going to start doing it. They already print it. I haven't saved any paper. I might as well look. Sheesh.
Might as well. I didn't buy that. What's that thing?
How lazy am I? Can't, you know, John, be bothered.
John needed a tomato 2 days ago, so we walked over to Whole Foods. And
oh, this will be good. Wait, you both walked?
He walked over to.
Oh, he walked over. Okay.
Yeah, he walked over there. And he comes back and he's like, "This is a $7 tomato."
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and because he only bought the one thing, it stuck out to him. You know, like, right. I don't know what a tomato costs, but clearly the per pound price for an heirloom tomato is exorbitant. He's like, I think it was like $7.99 a pound, and the thing was almost a pound. It was just a tomato.
Yeah.
It's like kind of, you know, but you wouldn't know because you just go, oh, it's a couple $100 when I go and stock up at the grocery store.
Well, you're just trying to run through there. And, yeah. And for the last, you know, not in immediate recent history, but not that long ago, we were just trying to get the hell out of the grocery store without catching our death.
Right. Mm. Bringing home COVID
right.
in the
Maybe
bag.
Maybe that's a little dramatic, but okay, you know what I mean, right?
We did spend a year and a half wiping groceries down every single time they came into the house. That was super fun. I do not miss that at all.
Me neither.
Ugh.
I don't miss so any of it. Is there any of it you miss?
I miss working from home all the time.
Oh, I miss that too. You're right.
Yeah.
All right.
That was okay with me.
You got me. Darn it.
Darn it all. Yeah, I don't miss my kids. Bye. Off you go.
Oh, my God. Where'd my time go? Our text number is 800-400-3697. New Trader Joe's guy. No, Trader Joe guy charged me for 112 bananas instead of two.
That's a lot of bananas.
That's another thing. A few of the retail locations here in Santa Cruz that I go to, they have signs up that say, "Hey, we're having trouble staffing. Please be patient with the people who showed up." And you do find yourself going, this person doesn't know what the hell they're even doing here.
Right.
And you have to just kind of go, all right, well, I'll help myself then. But that's kind of part of it too. There's a lot of new people in the workforce, and half of them are working at places maybe they don't necessarily either have an interest in or
I'm a shelf stalker. How did I get on the register over here?
Yeah, something like that. Exactly right. Or the cashier is manually charging and pocketing the cash. I don't know about that. I'm not accusing anybody of anything. I'm just warning you to check your receipts, especially if you're on a budget. Because I haven't been, and I probably could have been had for who knows how much.
Well, the unknown item, $19.80.
I am not kidding you. 9 times out of 10, my grocery receipt is wrong, says 650.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my
God. I bought two apples one day and was charged for a bunch, some of which was a $7 difference. Yeah, I hate to say it, but I think that was just sort of a PSA. I don't, you know, shine it on if you want, but.
There's plenty of stores, though, that, you know, you could sit there staring at the at the screen. Like at Safeway, they have a pretty large screen, and even at Whole Foods, I can see the items as they go. I just don't look because I'm busy, you know, getting my stupid. I'm an Amazon member. I'm a, you know, let me get my phone ready to pay for this. You know, I don't look at that. I should.
408 says, I love hearing Isla on this show. I cannot get over how much time has passed since It's a Girl. What is? Yeah, 9 years has passed. Actually, more than 9 years has passed since that happened.
Incredible.
That was an all-time moment on the show, right?
Yes, it really was.
It's a Girl.
What is?
And weirdly, I don't even know that you had given us any heads up. We just knew something was up with you, and we're like, he's making a big announcement.
Any heads up. You guys just jumped out on a limb, and I was like, oh, I wasn't really planning to announce it yet.
Well, the timing's kind of perfect.
They're putting me in queue, I guess. You know, I think you just read me. I think you actually, I'm not someone who's a good actor, so I think you knew something was up.
Asking you questions, and you go,
yeah, you knew something was up.
We must have been. I don't really remember being in those moments, but we clearly knew something was up because we said, I think there was even like a promo saying you were going to make a big announcement.
There was, yes.
I think you said.
There was, played all weekend.
You must have said something to us like, I'll have something to tell you about something soon. Or, you know, something that
we. Weird. I don't know how that happened, but we had three promos. It was started like coming Monday, and then it was like tomorrow. And then the day of was this morning. It was like the whole thing. Like, it was three different promos, like setting it up for some big announcement that we had
that
no
we
idea.
Didn't even know that what it was. I mean, we were all still surprised by it, even though clearly we suspected something.
Something, but my face, I'm a dead giveaway. There's no really, I'm not a good actor. There's no doubt that you guys must have saw something in me and gone.
Had to be.
We're going on, with this.
April 26, 2013.
Jesus.
Oh, boy.
So long ago.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.